I have not heard anyone laugh genuinely since the Khmer Rouge takeover. In Rho Leap, we lived with so much fear that there was no room for laughter. We were afraid to laugh, lest it draw attention to our family. After the boys quiet down, five girls walk up to the front and stand facing the crowd. All are wearing beautiful black shirts and pants, not the faded gray-black I have on, but shiny and new, with bright red scarves around their waists. They wear red ribbons across their foreheads with red fake flowers made of dyed straw. Forming a line, they sing and dance for us. All the songs are about worshipping the powerful leader of the Angkor, Pol Pot, the glory of Angkor society, and the unbeatable Khmer soldiers. They dance scenes depicting farmers at work, the harvesting of rice, nurses helping wounded soldiers, and soldiers winning battles. There's even a song about a woman soldier hiding her knife in her skirt and thrusting it into the heart of a Yuan. Though I dislike the songs, it is music nevertheless, and it is something of a respite from the life I have been living. In the nearly 2 years I lived in Rho Leap, there was no music or dancing. The chief told us the Angkor had banned it. This must be a privilege that we, as child soldiers, have been granted. Watching the girls sing and dance, a strange feeling comes over me. Though the words they sing describe images of blood and war, the girls smile. Their hands move gracefully in unison, their bodies sway and twirl to the rhythm of the music. After the dance, they hold hands and giggle, as if they have had fun. This thought warms me, bringing a smile to my lips. Laughter has become a distant memory, and I cherish the echo of a different time. In Phnom Penh, Chu and I used to take Cave's clothes out of her drawers and play dress-up with them. At 14, Cave was beautiful and stylish and bought only the latest fashions. Her clothes were so grown up and pretty, just like Ma's. Long, flowing dresses, short, shimmering skirts, and ruffled collar shirts filled her closet. Chu and I slipped in and out of her clothes, laughing and giggling, calling each other Madame and Mademoiselle. Then we'd go into Cave's jewelry box and put on her necklaces and earrings. Cave inevitably came home and caught us. Screaming and yelling, she swatted at our bottoms as we ran out of the room. After the performance, all of us are invited to dance. The girls get up and dance with each other, and the boys group tightly together. I have always loved music and dancing.